Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's not your head Wednesday. Checking for hip-hop, but checking for R&B. Not your head Wednesday, got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest display. Showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry, declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Artfully and amber, always keep the fellas tuned. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people, intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop of what's current in the news. Wednesday days of 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. 6, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set a board, L1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see them on the fly. Got the means, got the watt, got the loop, got the watt. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, down the flow, don't stop. Logical One, airwaves don't lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
And so it begins, 8 o'clock every Wednesday. It's your boy, L1, a.k.a. Brock Sampson. Nod your head radio Wednesdays with my baby girl, Big Red Child in the building. What's going on?
What is up, L1? What is up? It is a beautiful Wednesday out here in ATL.
Yeah, we finally got one of those, too. We finally got two beautiful days, man. We had 281 days out here today. Cats out here was walking around in shorts, man, like shit was going out of style. But, yeah, we in here, you know.
Be aware. It might be snowing out there tomorrow.
Exactly. You joking, but for real. For real.
Don't say that.
Man, he was talking about some cold front sliding in through here. I don't know what to say, man. But before we even kick off the show, man, I gotta point this out, man. So I was on this joint called Black Media Scoop on Facebook. And as you clearly know, it's been almost a year and a couple of months since the Trayvon Martin case kicked off, right? So I'm looking at this stuff today, man. Do you know this dude has got over almost 300 pounds? I got him on my Facebook page, man. So if you look on my page, you will see this cat, man, has, like, straight up ballooned to, you know, from a year ago to the size he is now. I mean, this dude is enormous, man. He was a skinny dude when he went in. And it obviously, stress and I won't even say stress, because for somebody to be that, you would think he'd lose weight. But whatever, obviously he's not hurting for money because he's eating good, wherever the fuck he's at. But it's just, you know, off just looking at this cat. If you get a chance and you get on your PC, look at this cat, man. He straight ballooned the fuck out.
I'm on Facebook right now.
If you go on my page, you'd be like, George Zimmerman been eating his ass off. Breaking news on Black Media Scoop. This cat is
He eat somebody?
I don't know if he ate somebody. That's the last thing. He don't want two murder cases on him. But all I'm saying is this cat been eating good. You know? That's crazy. That is fucking crazy. You know? If that was me and you, and we were accused of, and I'm sorry, man. My white friends, people get mad at me if you want to, but the truth is a motherfucking truth. I don't care. If that was me, Sean Zimmerman, and I shot Bradley, whoever, little Bradley, and I was following him in a gated community, you know, and I shot little Bradley, man, come on, dude. My ass would have been. I wouldn't even be fat, man. I'd be so motherfucking skinny, they'd have me under the jail, man.
You'd be skinned.
I'd be skinned, man. I'd be looking like one of them damn models that be, you know, sticking a finger in their mouth, throwing up and shit, man. That shit is crazy, man. It wouldn't even took them a year and a half to prosecute me. I'd have been prosecuted and in jail. I'd already been in jail. I wouldn't even went past go. I'd have been in jail, period.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't have took them a year. It wouldn't have been no stand no ground. It wouldn't have been none of that shit. It'd been stand your black ass in jail because you killed my white boy. You going to jail, man. And it's
underneath the jail.
Yeah, if I make it underneath the jail, you know, shit like that, black folks come up missing. All
just
they come up and you don't see them no more, man. But yeah, this cat, man, it's been a year and a couple of months, man. And this dude is just now going to trial, and they asked him today. They was like, okay, well, you know, he's not going to plead stand your ground law. You know, he doesn't want that to go into court. I mean, bottom line is, he did it. There ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. You got the tape. You got all the witnesses. Y'all trying to fight the shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get the shit over with and stop playing.
Story don't add up.
Yeah, it's just too much shit that's going on, you know, with that whole story. And, you know, my man basically got away literally with murder, you know. The court system is not geared for us, and we as a people need to understand that. I mean, I'm not trying to say racism is prevalent in everything, but it's not geared for us. There are more of us in jail, and although we do a lot of dumb shit, you know, yeah, you know, it is what it is. But mm-hmm. at the same time, man, we're not doing anything to keep ourselves out of jail. We're still doing the same stupid shit, and, you know, we're landing ourselves behind bars for whatever nonsense or reason, and people think it's cool. You know, out here in Chicago, like I say, you know, these youngsters out here, man, they are killing and don't give a damn. And that's real talk.
It's going to be nice out there.
Yeah.
So it's really
yeah.
going to be opportunity.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm dreading this weekend. Really, I am. Because every time it get hot, you know, it's like cats be like, oh, man, it's getting hot. I got to get the pistol out. We got to go handle this today. It's a nice day. I'm ready to go to jail, you know?
You know he going to be out. Yeah.
So, you know. But yeah, man, this cat, he's straight balloon, man. I don't know if you saw the picture yet, but yeah. This cat got big, man.
Looking at something about a teacher then fought the student with a desk. I'm like, what the?
I saw that, man. I saw that. That shit was crazy, too. That's another thing we got to talk about later on tonight, too, before you bounce out around about 10 o'clock. But, yeah, these kids, man, in these schools, man, I could not be a school teacher, man, because my attitude, and you already know, Red, how I get down.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's kid would get fucked up. I'm just going to keep it real to you, man. But, yeah, I saw the video of that, but we're going to talk about that later on tonight. We got we got Rod Digger coming on tonight. And for those of y'all familiar with Rod Digger, she was part of the Flip Mode Squad. She was also part of the Outsiders. You know, Flip Mode Squad was the biggest shit coming through the 90s, man. Busta, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Her, Rod Digger, a couple of other people was in that squad, man, and a couple of people dropped Busta's cousin. A whole bunch of people was in that crew. And, you know, after the 90s and shit started, you know, the 2000s, you know, shit started going a different way, you know, and a lot of them splintered off. You know, Lord Have Mercy, his cousin, I can't remember his name for the life of me, Rod Digger. It was a whole bunch of them, man, you know, and they all splintered off, man. You know, Busta's still out here doing it. The last thing I heard, he was going to Young Money. I don't understand that move.
Yeah, I heard that too.
You know, and ain't nothing else came of it. You know, he put a
supposed to be over there with them.
I mean, everybody running over to Young Money, but I mean, Baby ain't, you know.
Hmm.
Obviously, it's not a good move. You know, like I say, once we heard Busta was going to Young Money, we ain't heard nothing else about Busta, man. You know, I think the last thing he did was last summer. You know, he got up there with Leaders of the New School and Tribe and all of them got together and did a little show. You know, which I don't understand why them cats ain't touring now anyway and out here, you know, trying to make that money, man, and do the stuff that's about them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, You know, it's just realness, man. Get out there and do what you've been doing, man. You know, why are you trying to conform and change to the crowd and everything, man? Crowd ain't checking for you, bus. He came out with a tape on Google. Well, not a tape. It's a tape no more. But he came out with an MP3 album on Google. And I don't know how well it did, but obviously it didn't do that great because I haven't heard anything else about it, you know? And
it was recent?
Yeah, this is recent. See, that's what I'm saying. You didn't know he came out with something, but you know, it was a free album that he – let me see if I can look it up. It was a free album that he did on Google, Busta Rhymes. And I'm typing it in, so we're going to see. Busta Rhymes, Google.
I remember, is that where that one song came from? I remember he had the song with him and Chris Brown.
Yeah, well, that was another, that was out before that joint with him and Chris Brown. Year of the Dragon. That's what it was called, Year of the Dragon. And it came out on Google's MP3 thing. It was a free mixtape. I think you can still pick it at datpimp.com. But, it really didn't motivate anybody. He had a whole bunch of people on there. Rick Ross and, you know, a couple of other cats on there. And it just, Trey Songz. Now, listen to the people I'm naming now that he's got on here now on this album. Rick Ross, Trey Songz, Gucci Mane, Lil Wayne, Robin Thicke, Reek the Villain, and J-Doe, Cameron, Chanel, Vibes Cartel, you know, Mano. This ain't Busta. Some of the cats he got that he had listed on here, you know, that he was doing songs with, this ain't Busta.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what he came out. You're the Dragon, Busta Rhymes, you know? Now, I don't see anything else that he has coming out, you know?
Mm.
You know,
but maybe he's working on something right now because he shouldn't have put that out. I don't know.
It was a free album, man. But, you know, they talked about it so bad, man. You know, it was just like, wow. You know, he's put out a lot of albums. I can't trip on it, man. He threw out a lot of albums, but at the same time, it's like, you know, I think after he cut off his braids, man, it was just like, boom, it's over. You know?
Turned into somebody else. Then he got fat. You know, he got swole for a minute. I'm like, oh. Because I like Busta Rhymes when I think it was, what CD was that? When he had... Gonna make your body wet.
Oh, with Janet Jackson,
whatever CD that was. That was like the. Cause I had a couple of his CDs, and then he just fell off.
I got a couple of them too.
He said he did something, but for a while, then I found out he was an asshole. Cause you know how somebody had spit on his car and he whooping ass. I'm like, what?
I heard about that too. That was out there floating around for a while too. You know, but man, that album, man, wow. That's all I can say, man. It's kind of sad to see when these cats do that and decide they want to, you know, try to keep up with the Joneses, man. And I understand you got to kind of go out there and do what's hot, and you know, to keep yourself relevant. But Busta is an icon, man. Busta surpassed his own group. He surpassed, you know. Just to have, back in the day, man, just to have him on your track, man, you knew it was going to be tight, man. And so, like, for him to make a move like that to cash money, that was
so
kind of
animated.
Yeah, you know. But, I mean, that's the way the game, man. The game suck you out like that, man. You know, put you out there in a position and just messes you up. And straight messes you up.
I'm going to download it just because I want to hear it.
take a listen to it. I mean, I'm sure it was. I haven't listened to it, but you know that I you know, people call me a hater. Oh man, you just don't like the new. No, I don't. I'm not even gonna front like I do. The new stuff that's out, man, it lacks no skill. I mean, it shows no skill. It lacks skill. You know, and it's just like, man, y'all putting out music, man, and it's for the new generation and everything, but. Like I say, shoot, you know, let the guys that we grew up listening to shine, man. You know, yeah, they can pass the torch over and the shit is being drugged down to the ground, but.
I think that's why I like Wale, because he's still, you know, he like old school. He's still, his song's got a story. He's consistent.
Yeah.
He ain't talking about everything. You know, he dip off sometimes, but he ain't talking about all the same stuff.
Yeah.
Which I think is a good thing. Okay, there it goes. I'm like, why wouldn't it? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
they said Lil Wayne and went back to the hospital. I guess he got out this morning.
I ain't trying to be mean, but I'm actually looking for that cat to die. And I ain't trying to be mean, but, you know, he doing too much, man. This is like the third, fourth time he'd had a seizure and shit. And, you know, obviously what you're taking or what you're doing, you need to go on and sit your ass down somewhere and stop taking what you're taking, man. You know, like I said, I ain't trying to wish no bad on this cat, man, or nothing like that, but, I mean, obviously whatever you're doing is not good for you, so you need to stop, dude. Just quit. It's not a good look. It's not helping you out. Stop it. You know, just fucking stop it. You know, and
he had a condition.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he has some type of condition going on, man, and obviously whatever you're doing is not helping your condition, man, so you need to stop. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I wish y'all the best, brother, but damn, you know, whatever you're taking that gives you these seizures, man, you need to quit. For real.
Yeah, I think he's trying to say is he's epileptic. But if that's
okay,
the case, then
right.
You know you definitely shouldn't be doing anything.
I'm like, man, quit it, dude. What's going on, right, man? Stop. You know, change up some, you know, whatever you're doing, man, change up your style, man, because it's killing me. It's straight killing me. Did you see this mess about the girl and her science project, man?
Mm-mm.
A teen girl was arrested, expelled, and is going to be tried as an adult after a science experiment she attempted at school led to a small explosion. She mixed some common household chemicals in a small 8-ounce bottle on the ground in Bartow High in Bartow, Florida. The reaction caused a small explosion that caused the top to pop up and produce some smoke. No one was hurt and no damage was caused. She told the police that she was just really doing a science experiment. And her teachers knew nothing of the specific project, and her principal seemed to agree she made a bad choice, and I don't think she meant to hurt anybody. But, I mean, it's just like, why would you arrest her for that? If it was a science project, I don't think she came in there with the intent of making a bomb or anything. You know, this, and once again, it's in Florida, of course, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Florida, man, that's just not a good place for black folks to be, apparently. You know, Florida, it's just not a good place for us to be, you know. It is what it is, though. You know, it is what it is. Let's see, I'm looking at rumors and shit. Remember Black Rob came out with this joint called Hope? Yeah, he going there on Diddy and stuff like that.
So he needs to be, what do they say, relevant? He's trying to be relevant.
Yeah. You know, and Black Rob kind of murked his own self, if you think about it, man. You know, dude went to jail for robbing somebody, man. You know, Black Rob. And, oh, man, we got a call. Hold on one second. Hold for it one second. Let me get this real quick.
Okay. You're talking
about Black Rob. Najee Radio, who's speaking?
Oh, Digga, birthday, Frenchie. I'm like, who talking to me? What up?
What's going on, Digga? What's going on, girlie? What's popping?
I'm chilling. Just eavesdropping in on y'all conversation. Heard y'all talk about the homie Black Rob. Shout out Black Rob.
Yeah, man. That cat, man. Yeah, you know, I'm looking at allhiphop.com, man. And I used to like some Black Rob, but, you know, be whatever Diddy may be or what he's done and you know, the good or the bad, man. You know, Black Rob kind of shot himself in the foot by itself, you know. You go to jail, you can't promote your album. So you can't really get mad at Diddy because you couldn't promote your album from jail, you know. So you talking grimy and all that about him on, you know, on the news and stuff like that. You got to talk grimy about yourself because you shot yourself in the foot. You know, same thing with Beanie. You know, you got an album to put out. You thugging, you know, doing shit you ain't supposed to be doing, but you got to promote your album. And you can't do that from in jail. The company's going to put your album out, but you can't go on tours. You can't promote it because you behind bars, man. So you ain't really got nobody to be mad at but yourself. You know, going out here talking grimy about people, you know, that ain't going to help the fact, okay, Puffy did yeah, that ain't going to help you, man. You know? But anyway, enough about that. We got Rodriguez in the building. What's going on?
We got that nigga birth name in the building. What's up, fellas and ladies? I hear ladies in the background.
Digga. This is RC. What's up? What's good? Man, pleasure. It's a pleasure.
We was just actually sitting here, and we ain't trying to talk bad about Flip Mode or nothing like that, but we were questioning Busta Sanity about signing up with Baby in them. And I was curious. I was like, what would make him do something like that, considering, you know, Cash Money's history of jerking MCs and stuff like that. It's like, man, but a guy of Busta's caliber, I can't see him doing stuff with Drake and Lil Wayne.
But he ain't even doing stuff with Drake and Lil Wayne. He doing stuff with Twist and Gutta.
Yeah, that's new to me. That's first I heard. I said last thing, we were just talking about that, the Year of the Dragon on Google, and I was looking at the collabs he had on there, and I was just like, that don't even sound like something he would do, you know, but
well,
it is what it is. But I will let you know. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
No. Anyway, I will let you know, I did pick up your last album, Classic, and that was a dope-ass album, a very slept-on album, if I might add, too. I listened to that for a long-ass time, because I was like, you know, after your album with Flip Mode and everything, you know, Tight was my shit. You know, that was from college shit. I used to listen to that on a regular. I used to love the video, girl. You bad. So,
I know that's right.
So
I appreciate it. I mean, Classic was one of those. I wasn't even, at the time when I put it together, the plan wasn't even for it to be an album. It was supposed to just be an EP. Like, the deal was to record, well, you know, the deal I made, goal I gave myself was like, all right, I'm going to record like 10 joints. I'm going to go down to VA, record 10 joints, and pick the best 7 out of 10.
Uh-huh.
And once we got to 10, I was like, fuck it, might as well just make it an album. Like, all 10 songs I recorded is the album from start to finish.
Well, it was a dope album. I, you know, like I say, when I caught mine, I was like, you know, because I could only get it on MP3. I couldn't find it on CD at all anywhere.
Right, because it really wasn't put out like that. Like I said, you know, the plan really wasn't to put out an album, and I didn't really do much prior to that. I mean, I did a little stuff here, you know, a little collab here or a leak there, but there wasn't any, like, serious Rodigga momentum going on. It was just like, oh, snap, where this come from? Digga dropped the album? Where? I didn't know she did.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
it. That it was kind of like a surprise. Like, I didn't, you know, I really didn't have any expectations of it, like, charting or, you know, doing anything of that capacity, because I didn't even really promote it in that capacity. I think we did, like, I'm not even sure how many actual CDs got pressed up. I want to say less than 10,000, really, to, you know,
wow.
Some came with me to show, you know, for merch purposes, maybe a couple of mom-and-pop stores, but there wasn't any, like, Target, Walmart distribution. I mean, you know, they don't rock with independent artists like that anyway, but there wasn't any, I think FYE might have carried it. There wasn't even any, like, Best Buy distribution. It was just, like, press some CDs up for, you know, for them hard body, you know, music heads that like the audio of the CD. But for everybody else, it was, you know, it was pretty much a download, and it fared well. Like, the purpose of the album was to just remind everybody that I could still rap.
You ain't got to remind them, goddammit, because you
I know
them.
That's right.
I mean, but you know right now and then, you know, these new generation of folks come along and sounds change and, you know, the tones change in music and folks get confused what's dope. So, you know, they got to get reminded. It's a whole new generation of people, you know, that don't know about Dirty Harry. There's a lot of people that only really know me from Partying Bull. And then, you know, if you want to take it to the next class after that, probably only know me from Touch It. And then, you know, you want to take it, you know, and the next class after that probably just see me on 13 Ghosts. And then, you know, they'll catch something on MTV Jams like, oh, snap, you know, I know. You know, think it just came out yesterday or something, but I like, you know, I do have to remind them because they don't know. They really, you know, they are not at all, I should say, accustomed to the ways of the B-girl in this generation. So, yeah, no, they definitely, they need to be, it's beyond being reminded. They need to be retaught.
Now, let me ask you, because you kind of made a segue into my next question for you. How do you feel about the portrayal of the B-girl now? I ain't even going to say female MC. I'm just going to say, you know, who's left? You know, you got you, we got Light. You know, we ain't heard nothing from Bahamadia. We ain't heard nothing from Hella B in a while. So I'm like, how do you feel about that? You know, everything is sex, sex, sex now. How do you feel about that?
To be honest, for me, it's like apples and oranges. I mean, I was dealing with it when I, you know, even when I first came out, you know, by the time I really got to shine like that, I was kind of like the underdog in comparison, you know, statistically, you know, in comparison to like Kim and Eve. Eve didn't really sell sex so much. She, to me, she was just always safe. Like, she wasn't overtly sexy. She wasn't overtly hardcore. She just was, like, safe. But as far as, like, you know, Kim and Foxy, like, all, like, those females were outselling me then. Like, even then, I was the, I don't like to call myself underdog. I say statistically because as far as, like, what was considered, like, female MC norm. Like, Kim had changed the game up completely. So
yeah,
by the time I came, I was, like, the, you know, the closest thing to an MC like that mainstream hip-hop had. And, you know, and then, but I still, you know, but I still had to take my licks, too. Like, oh, she sound like a man. Oh, she's so hardcore. Oh, she's got to be a dyke. Oh, like, even by the time, like, when I first came out, like, it was kind of foreign territory for those that had gotten, you know, so accustomed to the ways of the Little Kims.
Right. You know, when you came out. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But I didn't care, you know. To actually, I'm sorry, not to cut y'all back off, but to actually answer your question, like, I've always, you know, I preferred it that way. Like, I didn't want to be, you know, I didn't want to be a wannabe. I didn't want to be somebody that made music or felt like I had to compete with what everybody else was doing. Like, I thought it was always, you know, dope of me that I was different. You know, my voice was different, my style was different. You know, I was all about the lyrics first and foremost. Like, it was more, I guess, image conscious with everybody else, even, you know, not so much with me, even though you still have to do what you have to do as a female MC. Like, you can't escape that. Everybody feel like, oh, I'm not doing all that. Like, no, you're a woman in this business. Like, you gotta sexy it up to some degree. You know,
yeah.
you don't have to like show your ass, but yeah, you do have to groom it up like we all do. And you'll be kidding
right.
yourself if you don't think you have to do that. But for me, you know, it was always the lyrics and the rhymes first, because that's, you know, that's what people remember. Like, looks come and go, you know, images fade, like even sound styles of music fade. Like, I always put the rhyming first, because what do we remember 10 years, 20 years from now? We don't remember what beat JD made. We don't remember what beat Pharrell made, but we remember somebody's rhyme. So
yeah,
that's always been my stance as far as, like, my approach to making music and maneuvering through this music business. And that's why, like, any time somebody talks about, like, you know, a lyricist or whatever, they, you know, they use me as a point of reference.
Yeah, you most indeed are a lyricist. I ain't gonna say was, because that's past tense. But
oh yeah,
because
I'm about to say classic is whack compared to the stuff I got now.
Yeah,
like,
I get
better.
I don't think
classic was doper than Dirty Harry. I felt like I was a little rusty with classic. Classic was like, you know, classic was like training camp. That was something I went down to Virginia and did in 2 weeks and used every song I did, didn't even scrap anything, and it was out.
it was a good album, though. I'm not even going front. I mean, and Red will tell you, for me, if I can't get through the whole thing without, you know, hitting skip, 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 and on to the next, okay, the beat good, but the lyrics is horrible. The lyrics are good, but the beats are horrible and stuff like that. I got through that whole thing.
I always try to make the lyrics good. Like, you know, every now and then I might rock to a questionable beat, but I hope that no one has ever heard any Rod Digger records and question the rhymes. You could question anything else. You might not like the hook because, you know, most lyricists, hooks are they struggle points. They too busy rhyming in the hooks too. Like, you could question the beat, you could question the hook, whatever you do, just do not question my verses. And don't question who wrote them.
Yeah, I wouldn't take you as a person who used a ghostwriter at all. I mean, some of your stuff, when I listen to, I was like, yeah, okay, that's all her. That's you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you have background anyway, because I don't know if it's still true, but like you and Young Z were affiliated together at one point, right?
Right. Well, we were together in a relationship. We're not together now, but we have a child together. Plus, we, you know, we still, like, Jersey-based outsider crew. Like, we're not technically a rap crew anymore, but, you know, we a crew in spirit, and we all still see each other. And every now and then, you know, we will cipher up and, you know, fuck with each other.
Uh-huh.
It just, you know, just keep them knives sharp because, you know, all of us is damn near kicking 40 in the ass, but we all still got that. You know, we all still have that battle MC mentality. Like, you never know. You ain't trying to look stupid. You ain't trying to have no 18-year-old motherfucker call you out. You better be on point, Nick. Like, we still care about these type things. So, nah, everybody is still daggering it up. So, it's that's never going to go away.
And that's what's up. That's the type of shit I like to hear. You know, yeah,
right.
we all knocking at that 4-0 door and everything. And it's good that you still keep, because you were part of a member of the Outsiders too at one part too. You was part of that clique.
Oh yeah, that was my first clique. Like before Flip Mode and after Flip Mode. You know, like still to this day, I think like now it's so crazy because since I did Classic, you know, I'm appealing to the, you know, to the younger hip-hop heads. Like, a lot of them, it's weird. Like, my fan base is so weird because I've seen myself compared to the likes of the Bahamadias and the Jean Greys and the Lauryn Hills, but I've also seen myself compared to the Remy Ma's and the Lady Lux. So I have that. You know, and then I have a whole nother audience that, you know, my gay club head flamboyant audience from Party and Bulls. Like, even when I do shows, sometimes I never know what to expect. Like, I'll come with, all right, I'm going to rock curtains, I'm going to do the Primo joint, I'm going to do straight spitting, and then, you know, and then it's a bunch of girls, and I got to throw on a Mariah record for them, and I got to throw on Party and Bull for them. Or I'm thinking I'm going to do the commercial stuff, and then there's a, you know, there's somebody coming to me like, yo, why you ain't do Harry and Thugman? I'm like, see, you can't. I never know which way to go with.
Right.
You know, I can't really plan a show until I see the audience with my own eyes, because they just, you know, I got so many different, like, sects of fans. But now, mm-hmm. now with, like, classic, I've kind of, like, you know, gotten into, I guess, the real young, the young hip-hop alternative audience, like, because I got tracks produced by Quelle Chris, who does a lot of Danny Brown stuff. I got, like, this is all my new stuff. I got stuff produced by Oh No. So I have those, you know, now I have these other alliances that are kind of getting me in with, then I, you know, then I dissed the shit out of Tyler, the Creator. So now I've got, like, this little hip-hop eclectic crowd.
Oh, yeah,
and,
I remember
and,
that.
And, you know,
yeah.
and the crazy white boys, you know, the Rosenbergs and, you know, all the, those youngins. So I, you know, I'm doing pretty well for myself independently. I wish I would have did it a lot sooner.
Yeah, I forgot about that whole deal. Could you go for people that don't know?
How did that come about?
Yeah, I read about it, but a lot of other people don't know what happened with that. I forgot all about that.
Well,
you sure did.
What had happened was these youngins be thinking it's okay to talk about people and don't expect a response.
Uh-huh.
But this is what, you know, to break it down, like, you know, to give you a play-by-play, it was brought to my attention that Fat Trell used my name in a, you know, in a punchline. He basically was calling me a nigga, which, mm-hmm. you know, which is cool because mm-hmm. most people do, you know, equate my rhyme style to some nigga shit. You know, that's how I rock. But you're not going to call me a nigga in a record. Like, you can have a conversation about it. You can tweet it. You can do whatever you want. But as soon as you put it in a record, like, now you have taken, now you've immortalized. Now you have immortalized the disrespect. And it's like, okay, I don't know where you come from, but where I come from, you put a rapper's name in a record, you should expect some sort of response. And, you know, my mm-hmm. response was musical. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not one of, oh, you said something about me, I'm going to fuck you up. Like, nah, it ain't, you know, because it wasn't that serious. Like, if you mm-hmm. wanted to make it that serious, it could have been that serious. But for me, it wasn't that serious. It was like, okay, you're trying to clown me on a joint, I'm going to clown you on a joint. And, mm-hmm. you know, and that was, you know, that was the Fat Trell verse. Now, how mm-hmm. Tyler got into it is because Tyler said a few things about me on Twitter, just total random, never met this boy a day in my life, don't have any connection with him, no mutual friends, nothing. He just started, like, you know, how he do everybody, how he be doing mm-hmm. Bruno Mars, how he be doing all of them, just, you know, just mm-hmm. talking out the side of his neck.
Right.
And I said something to him on Twitter, like, yo, you know, you need to watch your mouth. And, you know, that phase came and went. I was going to let it go. But then he used MC Light in a punchline. He made a punchline about MC Light being gay. And that's when I just felt like, as a daughter in hip-hop and, you know, a student of MC Light's, like, you're not going to just come out of nowhere and disrespect MC Light. Like, nobody in hip-hop would have ever thought to make a punchline out of MC Light. Like, who would do that except some young, disrespectful, don't mm-hmm. understand the rules of this game? And mm-hmm. he had to be taught a lesson. And I just let them both know, like, yo, don't think just because people ain't all over TV and all over the radio anymore or something that we forgot how to rhyme. Like, we just somewhere else, you know. Y'all getting y'all time to shine. But don't, you know, don't think you could come for folks over here.
Yeah.
And, yeah. you know. And I said, you know what, I'm about to tell both of these motherfuckers something one time.
When you hit him with the nigga,
and that's what had happened, and you know, mm-hmm. and it was done. Of course, ain't nobody had nothing to say. You know, Fat Trell Satrell did an interview. You know, he ran it in Reed for a minute, but the end result was he wasn't responding musically. So, you know, I was looking forward to somebody responding. I'm like, okay, you know, let's go. He tried to say, like, yeah, you know, she probably got a mixtape dropping. I'm like, no, actually, I don't have anything dropping. I was playing PS. I was playing PS3 when I got the call. I really wasn't dropping anything. But just so you know, like, I am the type of MC that will get you, you know, that will diss back. Like, I don't, you know, it wasn't about publicity. It was about the rules. And people know MC Light. You know, MC Light is always going to be a legend, but she ain't rocking like that. So why would you, you know, why would you even, like...
take it there.
Why would you even take it there? Like, you know, why don't you find a more formidable opponent? Like, you know, but I made sure it came out, because I think we had the Paid Dues show the next day. I had to perform with him the next day at Paid Dues.
Oh!
So wow. I made sure the record came out before I seen him, because I knew I was going to see him then. And I didn't want to, you know, be on no sucker shit and be saying what up to him and then this record come out after I seen him.
Yeah,
so I made sure
yeah.
it came out before I seen him.
Mm-hmm.
So when I seen him, you know, I was like, okay, well, whatever it's going to be, it's going to be. But when he saw me, this dude pulled out a camera. We took a picture together. The picture started circulating online like, okay, well, that beef is over. I'm like, you know, for me, it wasn't no beef. It was just, you know, these little kids got to learn a lesson. And, you know, they quick to say, oh, these old irrelevant rappers trying to make a comeback. Like, well, if I'm so old and irrelevant, then why would you be referencing me in anything you say? Like, people got to know what you're talking about for your punchline to make sense.
So if
don't nobody know me and I'm so irrelevant, then you just made a whack punchline. Why use me then?
It's true behind that. But he is a weird character anyway. You know, he appeals to that, you know, that 90% of the others over there. So, I mean, he's one of the weird characters anyway.
He was chilling. Like, I think Tyler is comfortable enough in his own skin. Like, that didn't faze him. I was like, oh, he was like, oh shit, she got me. Like, he's chilling. I think Fat Trail's ego might have been a little more bruised. Like, he tried to come with the old irrelevant rapper trying to, she probably dropping the mixtape. Like, he tried to come with all of that. But
see, the thing about it is, too, with that cat, I mean, Tyler is more noted than he is. You know, people know who Tyler is.
I told him, I said, boy, you better thank me. You got more press. I said, you got more press for me than you ever got. So.
Yeah, that whole idea was press for him, you know. But yeah,
you know,
shout him out, too.
I mean, he's doing this thing. Like, I was aware of him. I seen him do another interview where he made a comment. Like, he was like, yo, honestly, I never even thought that record would touch Rod Digger's ears. And I'm like, why wouldn't it? I'm hip-hop. I'm aware of everything. Like, I make it my business to know who's popping where. It don't matter if you're not out yet. Like, if you, you know, if you got any kind of wave going on, I'm going to know who you are. Like, I'm about this life. So, you know, like I said, I think they really, because they don't see us, because we're out of sight, out of mind to them, you know, they don't think that we are, I guess, still capable of doing what we do. So, you know, I got to send out reminders every now and then, you know, just a minute, you know. Had to take them back to school real quick. This is just a friendly reminder. Rod Digger's one of them MCs you do not ever disrespect lyrically, because that's all she cares about. She don't care about nothing else. You can talk about my outfit. You can talk about whatever you want. You try to come for me lyrically, it's on.
You got in his ass. You got him both of there. But Tyler, you know, he took it like a man, and he's like, look at this picture, you know. That's
what he did. He looked around, though, made sure I was by myself. Like, nah, you know, I ain't coming like that. You know, you kept rapping on what? Well, he did his thing on Twitter. He ain't putting nothing in the song, but he's a funny cat. I saw a picture of him at a show holding up a Rod Digger CD. Like, you know, he playing with it. He having fun with it. I'm like, you know what? I ain't even mad at you, homie. I actually got a joint I might put you on.
And that's cool, man. You know, that was a quick and squash little joint right there.
Yeah.
So what can we look for Rod Digger for now, man? You coming out with another album silently on the side?
Yes, I'm coming out with another album. I just got put up on the Kickstarter website. I think I'm going to try that out because one of the things I get from people all the time is like, yo, nigga, when you going to make it? How we going to make it? How we going to make an album? Like, I record songs and I leak them, but I don't think people understand, like, the time and energy that really goes into, like, producing an album. Like, albums are no joke. They got to get recorded. They got to get mixed. They got to get mastered. They need art. Like, it's really a production. And me, I'm not into doing all that for free. Just for folks to go download on that piff. I want to do it right. I want to do it proper. I'm a launch a Kickstarter in a couple of weeks, and just let folks know, like, yo, y'all want a for real, you know, a for real album. You know, we gonna do this together. We gonna everybody complaining about. They tired of hearing this type chick and that type chick and where the real, you know, where the hardcore hip-hop go and where the females go. I want to see people put their money where their mouth is. So I'm going to launch this Kickstarter, and we going to see folks ante up if they really, really about that life like they claiming to be. Other than that, you know, I'm going to just be doing what I've been doing, leaking stuff here and there. I'm actually running for a councilwoman in my city, so I've been really busy with that. Really busy with that.
Huh?
I'm going to do it because I've been doing so much for the city already, and I don't even do it, you know, I don't do it for recognition. I don't do it for press. Like, I feed homeless people out my pocket. You know, I do a lot of things. I see other celebrities, you know, they come around Thanksgiving and give away free, you know, they show up in the Bentley and pass out some free turkey. See, I don't do it like that. I be riding around the hood on a Tuesday and could just, you know, my peoples could have just had a party. I'll take all the catered food they about to throw away and just go drop it off at the shelters, just on some show up people not even expecting me, and I'm talking about the seediest streets in Brick City, and I be dolo, and I don't, you know, I don't have a camera crew with me, I don't have any reality TV cameras following me, and then like this is stuff that I just do. So I said I wanna do it on an official capacity. Everybody talk about the celebrities that don't give back, but you know, when people say giving back, it's like they're expecting us to do free shows and make free appearances here and there and there and here. I mean, all that's good, but that ain't really giving back. That's just y'all not spending some money that you got a budget for, you know. So I'm hit today, you know. I'm hit. They get these budgets to do things for the community, and then what they do is they want to call us up on the phone and say, hey, can you come on down? It's for charity. It's for the kids. And, you know, they done got some state budget to put on a festival for the city. But, you know, but they calling all us up and just wanting us to come down for free. And that's what you call giving back to the community. Like, nah, we not doing that. This is what we going to do. Y'all going to pay me a salary, and I'm going to fix these kids. For real. Mm. That's how we going to do this. So that's what I'm doing.
Oh, okay. So you running for you getting into politically, and you doing another little thing there. Yeah.
Yep, I'm running for councilwoman, and you know that basically requires me to just be in tune with the hood and all the community issues, which I already am. Like, I got so much. I have residences in other places, but I never really left Newark. Like, I've always had, you know, my home in Newark, because I just got so much friends and family, and I can't afford to take everybody out the hood, and I ain't trying to, and I ain't pretending to, and I ain't gonna lie and tell motherfuckers that's what I'm doing.
I'm honest, right.
But what I will do is I will show you the way. You know, I will teach you how to fish. You know, I ain't going to buy the fish for you, but I will teach you how to fish. And I will help, you know, and I will help these administrators set up the programs that these kids need. All this No Child Left Behind, like y'all graduating kids, but they still reading on a ninth grade level. You're not leaving them behind. You're setting them up for failure is what you're doing. So, you know, we got a bunch of functioning idiots out here. They texting all day. They really don't know how to spell. They don't even know how to write a formal letter. They can't fill out a job application. So I got some things in motion that I'm implementing in the city, and you know, will probably take effect within the next year or two. But it's gonna help give them some options, like for everybody that ain't growing up in conventional households, and you know, they getting in these classrooms, they don't know how to act, they ain't got no home training, they don't know manners, you know, the mother gone, the father gone, they live with grandma, they running circles around grandma, they, you know what I mean, they a mess. And so
if anybody wants to support your cause, I mean, what social network can they hit you up on?
Well, I'm on Twitter. I'm the real Rod Digger everywhere. I'm the real Rod Digger on Twitter. I'm the real Rod Digger on Facebook. I'm not really on my Facebook like I am on my Twitter, but you know, every now and then I'll log on just to catch, like, you know, I catch a lot of relatives and stuff like that on the Facebook, like people I went to elementary school with. But as far as like keeping updates with the music and stuff, I definitely recommend following me on Twitter. I'm the real Rod Digger on Instagram, but I don't really be Instagramming like that because I'm not real big on, like, telling everybody what I'm doing every day. I'm not, like
no Rihanna pictures or nothing like that?
Yeah, nah. You know what I mean? To me, all that Instagram, like, all of that is just evidence in court. Like, I'm not saying that I'm moving like that, but I just move different. Like, I'm more into moving in silence. I'm not really, you know. I got people telling me I need to let it, you know, people need to know what I'm doing. Like, they need to know I'm out here feeding the homeless. They need to know I'm out here giving complete strangers rides in the pitch black when Hurricane Sandy is going on. No. You know, I'm not doing what these other rappers is doing, hanging out in the, you know, in California till the storm settles. Like, nah, I'm riding around in the dark with them, giving folks rides to the gas stations and stuff. So I don't publicize my movements. I've just never been. I've always been a private person like that. But I do have an Instagram. I think I got like 10 followers on Instagram. Because I haven't Instagram a pic yet. All my friends be taking pics and be putting it on, I guess, forwarding it to my Instagram. I don't even know how Instagram works. Just take a picture and tweet it, I guess. But I am on it. I'm the real Rod Digger across all the social networks, though.
So that's how people can link up with you and get information on what's going on. And
yep, got music on iTunes. I got a you know, music on Bandcamp. I do a lot of stuff on Bandcamp that I can't really put on iTunes. You know, iTunes, you got to deal with sample clearances, things like that. So whatever you don't find for me on iTunes, you can find on the Bandcamp. Lot of leaks to the blogs. I do a lot of stuff with other people. I think the last thing that leaked a couple months ago, me, Black Thought, and Talib. I sent y'all a couple of things, so I don't know if you got the email, but I did. I did send some stuff with you. A joint with one of the joints, Quelle Chris produced. Another one featuring Rhapsody, which is Ninth Wonder's artist. And another one featuring Nitty Scott. You know, I collab with the new females and stuff that come out. Like, I love female rappers. You know, I look forward to hearing more of them. Fresh ones, though, not all of them. Like, I you know, a lot of female rappers get on my nerves, but I definitely.
You gonna name some names? You gonna drop some names?
Am I gonna name some names? Everybody that don't rap like me get on my nerves.
Oh, well,
now,
there you go.
You can put whoever in that category you want to put. If you ain't spitting, get the fuck out of here. You ain't getting no pass.
Man, that's what's up. I like to hear that. That is what's up. Yeah, we got to catch you on tour. When the next time you coming down Chicago way? What's up with that? You going on some tours or solo tours?
Oh, man, you know what? Well, I do... If everything goes according to plan, because now, you know, because I'm doing so much in the city, I feel like I have, like, less time to be in the studio. But I'm definitely trying to get something out before this year's over. So I'll probably be looking at, like, an early, maybe not early winter. I don't want to get too late in the year. Maybe, like, late fall. I'm trying not to go past October because I don't want to get lost in that, like, holiday, you know, in that holiday rush where everybody just trying to hurry up and drop some. I would like to let some things ring off throughout the summer and then just, you know, drop something real nice in the fall.
Well, that's cool. I mean, I would be checking, you know, I stumbled across Classic by accident, you know, they had posted up, new Rod Digger. It's like, what?
It just bam out the blue. I didn't really do, you know, I didn't really do much press. I did some blog, you know, I did the blog circuit. I did the double XL with the Vibe and stuff, but I didn't really like campaign it like that. I really just wanted to see, you know, where I stood, you know, statistically, like, okay. People claim they miss things. I want to see how hard they looking for stuff. You know,
yeah.
I want to see, you know, like the internet savvy people, they got it. But I do realize, and I had to, you know, I realized after the fact, like, damn, you know, I do have a lot of fans within that 30, you know, 30. I got a lot of that 30 and older crowd, and a lot of them aren't really into the Twitter and stuff like that. It's like you go to work, you come home, you turn, you know, you riding home in the rush hour, you listen to the radio, you go home, turn on MTV Jams, and I wasn't really in any of those places. So it did miss a lot of my core audience. I really, because it was such a blog-driven project, I basically started all over again as a new artist to the younger, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was cool because, you know, it taught me stuff. It taught me, you know, I learned a lot of valuable lessons, like, okay, you know, it ain't about what you did. It's what you're doing, you know. Don't think just because you got a name, you can just come out and fart and motherfuckers is going to, you know, just suck it up and shit. Like, I realized, okay, I'm independent now. I got to do the groundwork just like these youngins. And you know, I figured it out. I had to get over a couple of, you know, bruised ego moments. Like, oh, damn, you know, it's like that. But, but you know, I had to reprove myself to a whole new generation. Like, even when I was doing interviews and stuff, like a lot of the people that were interviewing me, you know, they 19, 20, 21. They had to Google me before they did the interview. You know, they didn't even really know who they were talking to. So I was kind of starting from scratch with everybody, with the, you know, with the journalists, with the DJs, with the fan, with the audience, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't know, you know you like they should. I had a conversation with Biz one day. And, you know, this kid comes up and he's, you know, because Biz, you know, he DJs, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he came out here and he's like, who is that fat guy? And I was just like, what the
Oh,
fuck?
Let me tell you, this is how I knew that, that it's a whole different world now. I went to a station and they asked me to, you know, they asked me to spit a rhyme. And I said, okay, give me something. I said, give me something slow flow, give me something funky, give me something hardcore, you know, give me something breakbeatish.
Uh-huh.
This kid put on Big Papa. I love it when they call me Big Papa. I was like, wow. Okay, so the word breakbeat just, it just doesn't trigger anything for you. Like, they really don't know what that is. They don't understand, you know. They know what they know. They know the... and the clap, I call them the clappers, the clapper beats. Mm-hmm. You know, that's they don't know. You know, they don't connect with that sound.
And see, it's hard, man. You know, as a DJ, you know, I spin. So you know, when you're dealing with this new generation, you know, they don't know nothing about, like you said, breakbeats. They don't know where to cut stuff like that, and
right.
You know, you know, it's like this new generation, it don't cost much to be a DJ because all you got to do is get, you know.
Get your laptop and a Serato.
You ain't got your laptop. You can get an iPad.
Right.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
I saw somebody on Master the Mix with an iPad.
I
actually watched that show. I watched that show just to see, like, what new DJs think, right?
Look at Kid Capri's face with somebody fucking up or somebody said something stupid. Because the facial expression, especially that one chick that sit next to him, she said something on the show. And Pre looked at her like, the fuck is you talking about? You know, about DJ and stuff. I just like to see the expression on his face when they get on there and they have a really shitty set and he goes in on them. So it's crazy. A lot of these cats, they don't know real hip-hop because it's so easy to get into it, you know. It's so watered down and just, you know, you had the 90s stuff. You know, they try to blame Puffy for that, but shit, Hammer was out before Puffy, you know. Mm-hmm. And they try to blame him for that era and everything, you know, how everything.
Shut up, I blame Puffy. See, and you're right. You know what? You're absolutely right. There was always a Vanilla Ice that outsold everybody. There was always a Hammer that outsold everybody.
Yep.
But why I'm mad at Puffy was because once Puffy got a bona fide rapper to assume that role, then it disqualified Wu-Tang. It, like, disqualified Redman. Like, all of a sudden, like, all of these, you know, all of these people that we considered staples of hip-hop now became underground. And that became, like, the new voice of hip-hop, which, you know, which is fine because music is supposed to evolve. But I feel like when Puffy and, you know, when he became introduced into the equation, then that's when it really became about record sales. That's when dopeness really started being based on record sales. Because Hammer was selling and Vanilla Ice was selling, but we never equated that to dopeness. But once Puffy and those guys started selling, then it became, okay, you're dope because you're selling a bunch of records. So, okay, so all of these people that been dope that don't really appeal to white middle America like that are not dope because they aren't chart toppers? Like, no, that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why I blame
it. It became about the money and not the craft.
Exactly.
Yeah, Puffy and SoundScan killed it. You know, if you were selling a certain amount of million and your first week, you whack. That kills me to hear young kids talk about. But you ain't making no money, though. You ain't selling. So you got to understand, too, these cats on these labels do buy their records. They buy their own records. You do know that, right? They buy their own shit. And you can't tell them that, you know? But, yeah, SoundScan killed a lot of people through the 90s. A lot of groups that, you know, were a lot better.
It did. Like, we didn't care about first weeks and things like that until the likes of Puffy and them. That's why I mean, he's a businessman. You know, he's a music, he's a musical mogul. Like, you know, he did make it possible for motherfuckers to get rich in this game. So I can't really take nothing from him. But, you know, with every positive, there's a negative. And we can big him up all we want. That is a big negative. That came with him.
Wow.
He messed it up. He you know, he threw a monkey wrench in the credibility of artists that don't sell.
Yeah,
he threw a serious monkey wrench in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The remixes don't, you know, a remix, who was that? Jeff Blaze was talking about that a while ago, like with remixes. People don't even make remixes no more. When you had a remix, the whole album, the single was different.
Oh, yeah. I released 5 classic remixes. When I do remixes, they get new verses. They get,
Get
new beats. Yeah, like, that's another thing. Like, I notice a lot of these artists, like, you know, they, like, chop and paste the original version and throw somebody on it and call it a remix. Like, nah, you got to come up with a whole nother 16 bars. That's not how you do it.
But you can't tell them that.
With them,
well, I tell them.
You know,
See, I be
with
telling
the
them.
When they be recording with the mixtapes, I hate when you hear a mixtape and you hear the beat and then you get on this track and you rapping about the same shit that they did. It's like, if you like the beat, do your own shit if you're going to do a mixtape. Why are you going to talk about the same shit? They already did that song.
Right.
It's like they don't.
To me, that's so played out. Like, that is so, like, 50 Cent, 2005, 2004, all that, like, flipping people's beats. And you know when it's dope? It's dope if you take somebody's, like, album cut, something that wasn't really popular, and you make it your own, and people actually think it's your record. But if you, like, the six motherfucker that done rapped to started from the bottom, like, who gives a shit? You know, like that's whack. Like, that's whack to me.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I agree 100%. Well, you know what, Rob? We ain't gonna keep you. I want to thank you deeply for being on. I'd have had a blast. That was a nice fucking long hour of party and bullshit.
thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it. I mean, hey, I could definitely, you know, I've been in this game like I'm closing in on like 20 years. But before, like 20 years, because I think I did my deal with Tip. I signed to Elektra through Q-Tip first, mind you, not Busta Rhymes. I was a signed artist already. I was Busta Rhymes' label mate. Q-Tip put me on and got me my deal. I signed with Tip. I got down with Tip in, like, 95, and then before that, I was doing the Lyricist Lounge stuff. Yeah, I was on the Lyricist Lounge album, 93, this 2013. So, yeah, I've got, like, 20 years of discography.
You got your stripes.
And
I ain't gonna never tell you got your stripes, because, like I say, at the time, it was so few of y'all. But, I mean, you were legit at your time. You know, like you were saying, when I was listening to you, and you was like, oh, you know, yeah, you had sex appeal, but you was like kind of like my girl Red, you know. I could sit and chill with you, play Nintendo with you, and, you know, ain't on that shit. Yeah, I could have fucked it up, but, nah, that's my homie and shit.
Well, see, you know, that is the best kept secret with female rappers. Like, in real life, we all know we got to be fuckable to some extent if we want motherfuckers to pay attention. But if you want to last, you have to know how to rhyme. And I think the females that came out with me, you know, some of my counterparts are kind of learning that the hard way right now. Like, no, at the end of the day, it's really all about rhymes. Because you ain't going to look how you looked 20 years ago unless you got Madonna money and Janet Jackson money and, like, other than that.
She stepped out the game and got her
You know, she gained some weight for a minute. You know, that the image is going to fluctuate. So you better be...
Come with it.
Right, like if the skill is there, then none of that is really going to matter. Like all of that stuff is going to be secondary. You know who's going to be focusing on that? The people that ain't your fans to begin with. So fuck them. That's how I look at it. Like my fans are marveling over, damn, she still got bars. The people that are my fans, the haters, are going to talk about I gained weight or something. So fuck them. They're going to, you know, they wasn't your fans to begin with. So who gives a shit about what they say? All I care about is the people that love Dirty Harriet love the fact that my ass can still rhyme today, and that's all that matters. So thank you, everybody, for supporting me. The Real Rod Digger on Twitter. I'm mostly doing all the informing of stuff going on through Twitter. So if you don't get to none of the other Facebook or Instagram, but definitely follow me on Twitter. And I don't know, just look out for things. I got a lot of ventures going on. I'm gonna be popping up all over the place. I might even end up back on the big screen. You never know. I might end up on a webisode. I'm going to be on a political trail. You know, I got a lot going on. You're going to find me on an infomercial somewhere. I got some inventions coming out. I'm doing the most right now.
I know that's right.
Over there doing Slap Chop commercials.
Right, catch me on QVC. Sell some shit I didn't invent it. I'm not playing. I'm definitely, you know, rap provided a great outlet and stepping stone for me. I'm going to be an artist to the death, but I definitely, you know, got bigger and better things in store. So thank you for the support, and I will not disappoint. I promise I'm going to be the last rhyming bitch standing when all this is over. Mm-hmm. I promise.
That's what's up. Look, you are more than welcome to stop by the show at any given moment. We got your info. I got your number. I want to talk to you about something, too, in regards to Jazzo, if you're interested, but I'll hit you later. The number you call in, which you can be reached right to this number, right?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, because I was just sitting here thinking about it. You know, Jazzo is trying to come out with another album, and he's been out here in Chicago, and, you know, I know his people. I'm sure he would love to have you on his album. You know, I just got to catch up with him and holler at him and politic with you. But we'll talk about that later. But
okay.
You are more than welcome, you know, on this show. You are fam. You are part of the Nodding Head Experience. And I thank you for being on the show, man. That, like I said, that was the best
thank
hour
you so
in
much.
15 minutes. You know, just talking. That's what's up, man. I'm glad that you are still out and about. And you, whatever anybody else thinks, this chick is relevant. I don't give a fuck with nobody else.
That's right. And what does that word really mean anyway? Like, you know, that's just a word to me. That's just a word that non-talented people made up to talk about people that they wish they could have been at some point. Like that.
Yeah.
That's such a stupid phrase. Like, why would you want to cast off the pioneers? Like, this is our culture. Like, stop letting all these other, you know, corporations come in and take what's ours. And you know, why would you want to remove your elders from the situation? If the Beatles and the damn Rolling Stones could tour to they 60 and 70, why would we deprive our forefathers of that same blessing? You know what I mean? Like that. People really, like, got the game twisted. You know, they so busy trying to flash and floss, and, you know, they let all these, they'll let Reeboks come cash in, but you see how quick the motherfuckers will kick us to the curb. So why would you, you know, at the end of the day, we got. This is our culture. So stop trying to play out your past history.
Yeah, no true words have ever been spoken, man. You absolutely right. They kicked the shit down on Rick Ross.
Exactly. In a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Stop letting everybody else come in and cash out off us, man. Like, let our elders eat. You know, they provided this lane for us. Stop calling people irrelevant. Stop trying to knock the elders for still trying to hustle and build off what we built and eat off what we built. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. That's the truth. There's all truth behind that.
Well said.
Well, thank you for coming, Miss Lady. I've enjoyed you truly on the show. And we need politics and get you out here Chicago so Chicago can see Rod Digger spits.
Absolutely. You know. Well, you got my math. Let's do it. I would love to come out there and scream on some of them youngins out there too.
I'm gonna set it up. I'm trying to get some stuff together now. We get you to the Shrine or something, House of Blues. Either way, we're going to get you back out this way.
Let's do it. So I'm with it. I'm there. My publicist out there, too, Biz 3.
Okay.
I got to connect.
I'll send you a little text, but we will politic.
Okay. You got it. Right. All right, y'all. Be easy. Good night. Love y'all.
Good night.
Thanks for the support.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Peace.
Thank you.
That was my girl, Rod Digger. See, that's what I was talking about, Red. We had shows like that. I mean, we kicked it for a full hour and 15 minutes. And I know you got to ride off shortly because you got things to do. Man, but that was Rod Digger. She was spitting, boy. We're going to play one joint before Red disappears. We'll be right back. So we're going to do this real quick, and we're going to let y'all hear some of Rod Digger, some of her stuff off of Classic, and we will be right back.
All right.
Nod your head. Yo, that was Rod Digger off that Classic joint, Straight Spitting. So y'all already see how she going. You know, ain't no ghostwriting. Uh-huh. That's what's up, man. So what's going on, Red? You got your brother coming in town, and
he live here. He just coming back to town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My half brother.
Yeah. Well, before you ride off, I want you to tell me what you think about this this artist that they send me some music and everything. You know, sometimes we get artists that send us some music. Sometimes it be bullshit. Sometimes it be good shit, you know. And we got this artist that sent us in some music, and I'm going to play it. So you let me know what you think.
Okay.
So, and then, you know, and the fans, you let us know, you know, if it's some dope shit, you know. You're going to rock that shit, but if it's some bullshit, we ain't going to play it.
Rock it, though.
Man. So. Here we go. We're going to go into the... Nod your head.
I know you fucked
up. I'm hungry. That's what that weed do to you. See, that's what the fuck we need to do. Problem bank. We can get away from this. Oh, we can do some suicidal shit like that. Let's just go in there and blow it the fuck up.
Ain't no crook. But we're still hard. Can he come in my pocket so this bitch won't fall? I ain't no crook. But we're still hard. Can he come in my pocket so this bitch won't fall?
Like, man, these motherfuckers stole this shit, man. That's some motherfucking crooks. They stole this
shit.
They
worked real hard.
I guess. That shit was dope. Shit, I ain't gonna front you. You know me. I tell you this some shit, whack. That shit was good. You know, that's bringing that damn Chicago flavor down there to Atlanta.
Right.
I heard a lot of Chicago shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I think them niggas down there stole some Chicago shit and brought it down to Atlanta. That's what I'm thinking.
I-75 straight pew.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I was over here juking.
I know you were. I know you were.
Hey, I ain't no crook, man.
Yeah, okay.
I like to hear what other people probably think about that, though.
Yeah, you know, anybody got, you know, comments about that, 718-766-4553. But, hell, you ain't going to have time to do it. You about to roll out, ain't you?
I ain't got no car talking about we touched down.
Okay. Well, then you hit
it.
Yeah.
I'm not that person that keep driving around the airport. I'd rather you get off, get your bags, be in the front looking.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I agree. It's 10:27, so I'm like, I'm on the train still. I heard.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's always traffic, too, so I can just use traffic as an issue. I was in traffic.
You'd be lying and shit. He's like, motherfucker, I was listening to you on the radio. I know you wasn't in no traffic.
I was moving. I said I wasn't in the car.
See?
It's a mobile phone. Yeah. Look, it's a mobile phone.
So you got a mobile phone. See, that's what everybody got. Ain't no pay phones no more. Everybody
man,
got
I remember my battery died. I was just driving. I'm like, damn, I'm going to run out of gas. And found the loneliest, dirtiest. I swear it looked like that phone had a disease on it.
Had no wet wipes or nothing, huh?
My baby four. I have some now, just in case.
Hey, I don't mean to cut you off. I don't know if you peeping this. Now, I remember they did this shit before, but breaking news, Greg Street, Chris Kelly or Chris Cross is dead again. Today.
Okay, how'd that happen?
According, allegedly, to V103, the People Station, allegedly around 7:45, he received a phone call from his cousin saying they had found Kelly at the house just 20 minutes earlier, and he was unresponsive. And he just received confirmation that he passed. So, yeah, they talking about it on Facebook, but you know how that goes around. It's in the Huffington Post, too. I'm reading it now. Authorities in Georgia say Chris Kelly, a member of the 90s group Criss Cross, has died in Atlanta. Investigator, see, his name is throwing me out, but I'm going to see if you're going to trip on it. Investigator Betty Honey, Fulton County, medical, said that 34-year-old Kelly was pronounced dead around 5 p.m. Wednesday at the South Campus of Atlanta Medical Center. They're unsure what the cause of death was, and the autopsy has yet to be performed. But so yeah,
Greg Street too.
Yeah, Greg Street said it, and
okay.
Yeah, he ain't dead. Chris Kelly, Chris Cross is dead.
Is that the brown one?
I don't know. I don't know. I
just know the light one, and I think it's probably the brown one. I ain't hearing. I rode home today. When I rode home, I got off work at 5:30. I was in the car. I was like, I ain't.
They just talking about it. He's pronounced dead at 5 p.m. So maybe it ain't spread across the internet yet. But, because, they said it about him before, and he didn't die.
Right. So. I think that's the brown one.
But, yeah,
he was going through some things.
No bullshit, but they haven't done anything since a Chris Cross album. Mm-hmm. They came out and did a little thing for JD at his estate, but other than that, you haven't heard anything about him,
mm-hmm.
So it's tragic though, man. A lot of they came out at a young age, and then it is what it is. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking through Hip Hop DX to see if they got anything on here, and I don't see anything, so I don't see any. So yeah, if he is, rest in peace, little man.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is, man. Cass is checking out.
Yeah, that'll be one of the first things they'll talk about in the morning show if it is.
Yeah, we'll find out. If they do, send me a text. Let me know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking through Hip Hop DX. Normally they
TMZ. They be trying to report everything. I don't know. Like I said, I will see what happens. Hopefully it's a rumor, but I don't know why people start stuff like that. He had a cold. No, he died, girl.
Yeah, they said he died from cancer a long time ago.
Right. That's why I said I seen a picture of him. That's why I said it's sad I keep saying the brown one, but I seen a picture of him. And he was walking down the beach with some patches missing of his damn hair. And I'm like, what's going on? And then I remember somebody was like, he's sick.
I remember them saying that too, that he was sick. So, they had said he had died from cancer the last time around, and that ain't what happened. So I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, you say anything is possible with this internet shit, man. Cats come on here and post anything and be like, oh, yeah, he's dead or whatever, but I didn't know he ain't.
Like it. That's crazy. Oh,
we got a call. Right. Hold on. Who's calling? Hold on. Now you hear it. What's your name, caller?
Oh, I think you know who my name is.
Oh.
Here we go.
I think y'all know who my damn name is.
Trouble in the building. Here we go.
Oh, you know who it is, baby. It was good. My peoples. Hey, who y'all talking about being dead? Are y'all talking about Chris Kelly or Chris Cross?
Yeah, they just said something on Facebook. I'm looking at Tiff Biscuit. She's talking about it.
Yeah, I heard a couple people. I saw a couple people mention it, and they had a little news article linked next to it. But
they said that before about him, man, and that ain't what happened. So who knows?
That's a lot on that boy.
Now, didn't Lil Wayne get rushed back to the hospital?
Yeah, he got sent back again today. He was doing some shit. Yeah, my boy Domingo talking about it now too. He's on there talking about it. Black Media Scoop is talking about it. Chris Cross did it. So it's slowly trickling through the internet, but like I say, I ain't gonna believe it till I see it like on Channel 7 or Red let me know something tomorrow. Because they'll say a motherfucker dead and they straight alive. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Again, folks, I didn't get a chance to get into some music. I had some shit today, but, you know, we got, like I say, we got long winded with Rod Digger, so y'all heard like one joint today. You know, maybe we'll have a little time later on, you know. But if not, you know, y'all will catch it next Wednesday. You know how that go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, he kicked the bucket, man, from what they saying, man. He was just, you know, he was just coming out, you know, doing some stuff with, you know, JD's little thing, shame that he had there.
How old?
So,
34. Oh, damn.
Yeah, wow. He looked older, though, man.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be older than that, but then I'm like,
I mean, hell, when he was 34, you know how old we are. So we were just kids when they was coming out, you know. So
I be forgetting sometimes. I'm still young.
Yeah, whatever, nigga. Just pass
you can't
that blunt.
My age, if you see me. Oh.
Just pass that blunt, nigga.
Pull pass.
Right.
That keeps you younger, I heard.
Yeah. Rejuvenates the skin. So. Yeah, what's going on down your way, man? What's happening out there in AZ, man?
Nothing but heat.
I know
yeah,
that.
We just not getting on.
You ain't seen the devil, have you?
Nothing but heat.
Oh, dry. Sounds like, wow.
I heard that they said Lil Wayne finally apologized to Emmett Till's family.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he shouldn't have never said that shit no way, though, man. But
and then I heard, then I see something else saying that their response to him was, that's no apology.
Right.
No.
Yeah, they want all his endorsements to drop him.
I mean, they ain't dropping Lil Wayne. You know, actually, I think... Rick Ross got the worst. I mean, Reebok ain't really no dope company no way, but as far as gym shoes, but him, you know, what Rick Ross said about, you know, it was a rape date rape thing, but I mean, what he said, man, you know, come on, dude, that's Black history, man. You going against Black history saying the shit that you said, that, I mean, that's a punchline, I guess, but at the same time, it's a punchline of poor taste, so...
Mm-hmm. What did he say? It was misinterpreted, or what the word he used? Something like that, but you never explained, but you still shouldn't have said it, though, because that was just whack. He could have been so much better. He could have been tough.
Look, you see how karma is, though. You see how karma came back on his ass, too, though, you know.
Mm.
You have a seizures, so it is what it is, you know.
I heard that... they're talking about because of racist and derogatory issues that they that could be possibly changing the name of the Washington Redskins football team to the Washington Red Tails.
That's worse.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Washington Redskins, they've been having that battle for a long time. And it's fucked up because Redskins was what they called, you know, the Native Americans because of the sun. They beat it on their body so long, you know, the skin turned red, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been around since the 1800s, since the Old West and everything. And I'm not saying that it's okay, but at the same time, I'm like, it's a name that's been around for a long time, and it is insensitive and everything, but I'm like, it's a name that's been with you. That's just like nigga, you know. It's a name, it's not right, but we still say it, you know, and it's a name that's been with you for a long time, you know. Some people are cool with it, some people ain't, you know. Do I think that they should change it to the Red Tails? You know, that's for other people to decide. I just figure, like, you know, let sleeping dogs lie and leave it be. We don't always have the word nigga no matter how much, you know, people be like, oh, you should stop saying it. Oh, you can stop saying it all you want to, but, you know, you're still going to be that nigga amongst others and yourself. So I don't let the word bother me because it don't mean me all the time. Am I stupid and ignorant? Sometimes I am, you know. But
sometimes
at the same time, just let it ride. You know, just stop worrying about that shit and worry about this motherfucker, Zimmerman, with his fat ass not going to jail. Stop worrying about bullshit and worry about
and
these
worry
cats
about
in
the
Florida.
Wrong shit. Right.
Yeah, these motherfuckers in Florida, man, doing all this stupid shit, man. Did you see that shit I had on my page, man? With Zimmerman's fat ass on there, man. Look at my page and see how this motherfucker blew up. for somebody who's supposed to be going to jail and in court, this motherfucker been eating good. Look at my page, man. Go look at my page.
Check it out.
This cat is humongous, man, from what he was before that whole scenario started, man. He's fucking huge. And he still has not went to jail. And I don't get that.
Right.
You know, my black ass would have been in jail. And I would not have been that big. I'd been lost weight just from worrying about what the fuck they're going to do to me, man, while I'm there.
Maybe that's why he's doing the opposite.
I don't know, man. That motherfucker eating a forget or something.
He's going to look like a big cushy pimple with a hole in the middle.
And then he going to look more appealing to him if you ask me.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to look like a big cushy ass pillow with a hole in the middle.
It's like, shit, the juicier you are, the more appealing you are.
They skinned him and feed 1,000 Scandinavians.
Other than that, man, we got a few more songs. I'm going to play a little something while we're here. Let me see what I got. You know what? Rod Digger was in this video. And this was a dope video. You know, do they even make good videos now? Since Rap City is off the air now, I don't see any good videos anymore. But, this was De La Soul. And Rod Digger was in the video, and it was a good concert. They paid some money for this video, so if you ever get a chance, go to YouTube and look at this video. It's called Ooh. And Redman was in it, De La Soul, Rod Digger, was a lot of cameos in this video. But go check this out, and this is when hip-hop was fun. So check it out. Najee here.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and let's get ill. That's right, y'all. We're more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to rhyme,
yo, don't scandalize mine. I spend too much time straight talk with the cats that ask my line. Walk, never fetch it for crime. Hawk, who goes there? Yo, it's a squeeze of five fingers, puffing smoke in the bed. Shining black like Darth Vader caps. Stay on stairs. While we rocking it, I rock. Like a little ball inside a spray can, providing three coats for both child, woman, and man.
God bless the guard, lady, streets, wall to wall, and go. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yo, you got popped like a flick by that rivalry click and win. Ooh.
last fought. Got your chin touched by my fan who thought you brought harm. You see, I'm iced out like a glass of tea. Better yet, oatmeal cookies. Y'all just rookies to me. Sliding up and down the court, but I don't think you can see. Why try? Face the old, been getting high since Luke was Luke Skywalker. Man, my topic of talk is shedding shame all over your game. Like some shorties who claim that Afrocentric loving is the past drug. My life filled with, that's what thugs love. Snatch you fast, wrap that ass in the rug of your choice while it muffles your voice.
Now when I'm swimming through the joint, I put the funk on hold. Cause if you don't, you'll see the bubbles come up. We run up a tab and gladly add a little extra for miss. Flashy faces with bigger lips for that ass to hit.
Most crews oppose current while we're forever. Direct beats that's contagious. Loved by all ages. Graduated from the UNIversity of hard hitters for real.
I got niggas in the streets that'll blast your ass for the shine and get.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
yo, if you a fat chick, getting your fuck on the knife and go.
Ooh, ooh,
yo, put your hands opposite to the ground if you're loving that sound. Go.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
yo, and to my broke niggas on the corner holding me down. Go.
Gonna get it, he done did me wrong. I have plans to buy more land, plant corn, bust kernels on heat, work hard like setbacks. We're gonna get my ass pee hostile. Rock wall of the beat, top dollar the feet. Big money's make the big decision. Keep hip hop alive, it's just an intermission. Back to the second half of the feature, flick, flick, stacked and fuck rap.
I had a thing for making paper since paper mache. Now my dollar coins join, pop again to play. While you broke niggas reach drunk much quicker. You don't make enough bread to soak up all your liquor. Went from God to God
damn. Damn, God, you're killing it. Should incorporate it in that half a million. Rap cats talk with no villain in.
Sounding like they virtual. This sure to hurt you, yo.
Twas the night before Christmas and my crib got robbed. They did a job. Took all the goodies up from under the tree. Except the CDs, the shiny suit rappers and frosting MCs. Fail at taking it to rhyme the
man,
game.
So them whack pones get no playing our home. You need to not get happy with me, or else we gon' relax your mind. Let's concentrate.
Yo, yo, where my Wall Street niggas if you're up in the stands? Go.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
to my women that'll throw their hands against their coke ass man. Go.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
yo, if you never been shot or stabbed, Brick City, go.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
yo, I gotta catch a cab back to the lab so I can smoke.
When they dip in the kick, they get sprayed. Lemonade was a popular drink and it still is. I get more props and stunts than Bruce Willis. A poet like Lynch and Hughes and can't lose when I cruise. Out on the expressway, leaving the bodega, I say suave. Premier's got more beats than Bond's got eight. Clips I'm inserted into my gun, so I can take the money, never have to run, to run, to run.
Control panel is acting crazy, so let me see if I can reboot this here and get it started. All right, and we rebooted. There we go, and Red can talk now.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there, Red?
I'm here. Mm-hmm. Here I am.
Well, it looks like it's true.
Yeah.
Hip Hop DX has also, you know, got in on it.
I'm like,
According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, reports Kelly was found unresponsive. He was transported to Atlanta Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. Wow. Criss Cross was a rap duo consisting of Kelly, Chris MacDaddy Smith, and Criss Cross landed a smash hit in 1992 with Jump. The former So-So Def Act reunited at the label's 20th anniversary concert in Atlanta. In January, he was interviewed by Yahoo and had said that he wanted to go to school to be a music engineer. Quote, I just wanted to do something different, get more on the technical side of things than just being an artist and produce. I just want to be all around best as I could be as far as doing everything. Kelly was 34 years old, and it is a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. So yeah, I guess it's true. It's a done deal. Rest in peace, look, my guy. You know, it's wow.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
It's spreading, man. It's spreading all around now. You know, sites are getting it. You know, of course, it's on Facebook. And I saw it, but you know, I didn't want to say anything about it because, like I say, you know. They said that before about my guy, and wow.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's not good. It's not good at all. It's not good at all. It is not good at all. I know one thing I'm tired of seeing in the news is all these people getting shot by guns. Boy kills his 2-year-old sister with a rifle for kids. 5-year-old of Kentucky was playing with a gun he received as a gift, and he shot his little sister. Yeah.
Why would you do that? You know, that's what they. If it's a toy gun, he was going to shoot at her. It's like they don't equate that it's different. That ain't no toy.
Well, why would you give a 5-year-old a rifle anyway? You know,
kind of, yeah.
Yeah, Birdsville, Kentucky. A 5-year-old boy accidentally shot his 2-year-old sister to death in rural Kentucky with a rifle. He had received as he's five. Mm-hmm. Five. Why does he need a rifle at five? Actually, he got it at 4. He received it last year, so he was 4 last year.
Mm-mm.
And now
give him a rifle. That's a good gift.
Oh. Yeah. 22 caliber rifle as a gift. Why would you give somebody a rifle, you know? And then it's called the Cricket. It's a little rifle for kids. And he shot his sister and killed her. Said the girl died of a single gunshot wound to the chest area. Wow.
Oh.
See, but all this. Oh, yeah, they talking about it on Yahoo too. Yeah, they talking about it. Yeah. Chris was gone. Yeah. So once it hits Yahoo, it'll hit the other little news outlets. It's on Huffington Post. So yeah, it's official. You know, if anything comes up different, you know, we'll know tomorrow. But you'll hear it before I will.
Maybe not.
That's crazy, man. But yeah, back to this girl and this rifle, this kid and this rifle. Why would you give a 5-year-old a rifle? I'm not getting that. The world is ending. So all I can say, the world is ending. And everybody in it is going down the toilet with gasoline draws. That's crazy. That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So... but other than that, everything's cool.
Thanks.
All around you. Everything's cool. You know?
Appreciate that pep talk.
Right. I don't even know what else to say, man. It's crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, I ain't getting it. You know, I understand, you know, people want guns for protection and everything, and I ain't going to never be that dude to be like, no, people don't need guns. Yeah, in some cases, you might want to have one around the crib, but I just won't understand why you would give a child of that, you know, age a gun.
Especially when you're supposed to have a license. You need to supposed to have a license for the gun.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get no license.
Yeah, I ain't getting that, man. But it is what it is, man. People doing what it do. That's all I can say.
Mhm.
That's all I can say.
That's a damn fool. Yeah.
I'm not getting it. Not getting it. But I guess you know I'm not supposed to, you know.
Mhm. You're not.
I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
So on that sad note.
Your head.
We gonna. I ain't got nothing going on in Chicago. I'm sure you guys are gonna have a lot of things going on down your way behind that. You know that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man. I was just browsing, looking along, and boop, there it is. Oh, man, gone. Straight up gone.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, hopefully it wasn't no foul play.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and say it was either, but, you know, it's like I said, you know, it's crazy. That's all I can say. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was just, and see, that's what I'm saying, he was just around. You know, for about 2 months ago, they did the anniversary, and now he's gone. So I'm not getting that, but you know, I like I said, we know why he's gone because you know God called him home, but still, you know, it's crazy. You know, not the day, not the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. On that note, people, we're going to I'm going to end it out the show with my man Fat Joe, Flo Joe. I don't have anything, you know, I could play that will, you know, bring somberness to the moment, and I don't think I am, because this is the Nod Your Head Show, and we're going to play some joints, and we'll be back next week, and y'all will be back here listening. And, you know, and close to, yeah, same bad channel. And close it, that, you know, we're going to slide on up out of here. And, Red, you be safe going to pick up your brother, and we'll be back here next week.
All right. Well, good night.
Nod your head.
Peace.
Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world of phrasing right up to bat. With the daisy age, we're about to walk top stage, so wipe your lottos on the mat. Hip-hop love, this is, and don't mind when I quiz your evolvements before the sun. But clear your court, because it's a one-man sport, and who's better for this than plug one? Plug don't one. Have to worry about me washing other deals, because they've already been squished. Freeze the frame of our moves the same, wish we can continue right behind the bush. You'll stay with me, I know this, but not because of all my earthly treasures, or regardless to the fact that I'm possibly the noose, but because... I cut this dance to introduce myself as the chosen one to speak. Let me lay my hand across yours and aim a kiss upon your cheek. The name's Plug 2, Plug and from two, the soul two. I bring you the daisy of your choice. May it be filled with a pleasure principle in circumference to my voice. About those other Jennies I reckoned with, lost them all like a homework excuse. This time the magic number is 2, cause it takes 2, not 3 to seduce. My destiny of love is brought to an apex. Sex is a mere molecule. In this world of lust that I have for you, it's true, true.
I know I love you.
Let this rhyme style get somewhat poured in the mold. Hold my hand, we'll pick my plantation of days for a bouquet of soul. Like at the cut of a rim. Take it as filled to the rim as in brim. Squeeze your stoop like Betty Boop, then make camel alphabet soup and spell plug ones within. Forward march is the same when transistors will play. Coming to bed is the move. Dolby's sound will be in top crown when I put the needle into your groove. I got a good thing, and in full swing. I show this in gift, words or letters, but even without those three, I know you'd be close to me, cuz. It's I again, and the soul that I send is taking steps to reach your heart. Any moment you feel alone, I can fill up your empty part. We can ascend till we reach daylight heaven, and in a spin we'll hit the top 10. Then we could meet Mr. Stucky and Pop's brother Lucky will preach, let the wedding be. Shot by an arrow of Cupid through a string of a G-clef, my dear, I claim your death. And if you could hear me, by golly gee, true boy is ready for what you possess. We could live in my plug two home, and on Mars where we could be all alone. And we make a song for two, picture perfect things, and I sing of how
I know I love you.